Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's a gorgeous day outside. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app where you can get radio through your phone wherever you go. So get Radio.com and then listen to Alice all day. You're going to love it. I believe $1 billion was spent on research and
goodness,
development.
That's a lot of money.
Of the radio.com app. So don't let it go to waste. Honestly, you're going to love this thing. Radio wherever you go?
I couldn't imagine anything better. But I
Best
am a radio
invention
person
of all times, I
right.
think.
Obviously.
Right. All right, so let me run down a few things here for you about the coronavirus because we're all trapped inside for some reason, and that's it.
Oh.
You know, the coronavirus.
Yep.
The death toll in the United States has surpassed 50,000, well past now after the weekend. Oh. So that is not great news. Also, some states are set to open back up. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, Tennessee. Of course, we still don't have enough testing to go around, so I'm assuming they expect people to wear masks and gloves, but
right.
each state sort of is doing its own thing. Georgia already on its way to being back open, and so we'll see how that goes for them. I know that you are still in a shelter-in-place order as we speak here in California, and yet the beaches were packed this weekend, and I know that because I live by it, the beach, that is, and some, they're everywhere.
Right.
So I don't know if we're going to see a spike again as we were starting to flatten the curve, but the good weather is going to be a problem for California. As we laughed at Florida, look at those dummies hitting the beach, and then the weather got good here, and we did the same thing. So I don't know how that's going to play out for us. There is a little show, and I mentioned this already once, but in the Mercury News, it shows a spike, I believe it was yesterday or something like that, of coronavirus cases, and they track that back to Easter. And they're saying that it looks like it at Easter, we all either went to church or we all got together with our family. And
Easter egg hunts.
It resulted in a spike. So
that's confirmed now.
I think that's 1 + 1 = 2. I don't know that they're able to state, you know, factually.
Right.
That you know, you went to church and that's where you got it. But I do think that
the two things
line up nicely.
Sure, gatherings. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be doing those.
Right. An official in Northern California, this story went national, but it's Vallejo. It looks like a planning commissioner is resigning after being in a Zoom meeting and having everything he's worked for undone.
What?
Well, one of the things that happened is apparently his cat came into the shot and he picks the cat up and then he throws the cat out of the view.
Oh.
And some people are bummed that he threw his cat. I can't say that I've never seen that done by people who love their cats, because cats are...
Yeah, they land on their
feet.
Throw
it, like, at the wall.
Right.
He didn't drop kick it.
He just tossed it out of the... They land on their feet. They're very agile. But not a great look. That's not good optics.
During the public portion of the meeting, this guy, Chris Platzer, was observed opening and drinking an alcoholic beverage. And then, of course, tossing the cat through the air was... enough for people to be like, what is going on over there? According to this,
he doesn't get a little leeway since we're all trapped at home and dealing in our own ways. Guess not, huh?
It looks like he says, I did not conduct myself in the Zoom meeting in a manner befitting of a planning commissioner and apologize for any harm I may have inflicted, but it looks like he is resigning his position as the Zoom call and coronavirus has undone him.
Do you see that? Are you looking?
Say that again?
Can you see him hucking the cat there?
Yeah, I did see that. Is that
not? It's not a good look.
Oh, really? Look, I don't ever hurt animals, so I would suggest you don't do that at all. But I have seen people, you know, go, oh, look, my cat can land no matter what you do with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that has to get old for the cat pretty
quick. I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't test
I don't know
that,
him, baby. And I don't know his cat. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's their thing.
Maybe. That's the relationship he has with that cat. He hugs
yeah,
it.
I don't know. But it definitely changed his work status.
Yeah.
So he could think about that now.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time. I don't know what else he's got to do with the job drying up. And
right. Here are some ways you can make your quarantine weekends feel more normal. One of these things I was like, oh my God, I got to camp in the backyard with my kids.
Oh God, that'd be great.
We got a tent. We might as well, right?
Yeah.
On the list of things you can do during the quarantine once the weekend gets here. I don't know why you wouldn't do it on a weekday. I mean,
do
I can't.
Do it anytime, right?
I'm here, but you know, on the weekend I can go backyard camping. That's on the list.
That's
they
fun.
Say you got to start barbecuing while the weather's good. You might as well get outside and start barbecuing.
Yeah, we did ribs on Saturday. It was nice.
And well, didn't you have guests that day?
No. There were people at our guest house, but they weren't.
But they didn't share
involved.
In the meal
oh,
at all?
No.
Okay.
I've been very direct with them because of my own lecture series that's happening at the house. Where anytime I leave the house, I get a lecture when I come back in. What were you doing out there? Why would you do that when
this
you know?
This is your eldest.
Oh, boy. He should teach a class on this crap.
Well, someone wrote in. I'll find the text specifically later. But they said, he loves you, Sarah.
Yeah,
he loves you and he wants you to be safe.
It's not me. He just doesn't want it in the house.
Well, I don't want it in the house either.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to come to your house.
Hold a movie premiere party. On the list of things you can do next weekend as you're trying to somehow stay entertained.
Hold a movie premiere party?
Well, with your family.
Oh,
so they're saying sit down and watch something together, get some popcorn, make an event of it rather than your one show rolls into the next. It's all just a blur.
You know what? That's actually a good
time.
Idea. You say, this is what we're doing Saturday night at 8:00. Well, you know, I'm making popcorn and milk duds. You know, I'll buy the milk duds. I don't know. And we're going to sit down and you can have a giant soda. All the things you get at the movie theater.
I showed Christina. Our boss has a pretty nice setup at his place.
Yeah.
He's been posting movie night from his backyard.
They have a huge screen in the backyard.
He has a giant silver screen. Not quite movie theater size, but pretty darn big.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing movie nights with his family. And I showed it to Christina, and she was like, oh, we got to do that.
Well, you could.
I don't know what that he spent on that setup, but he's got a pretty elaborate entertainment compound there.
Is it like a projector, do you think? Or does he actually have like
a... I never even asked.
Because a lot of people just get those little... They just mirror what's on your computer screen, and then they... blasted up onto a sheet that they've hung on the side of their house.
I'm more likely to do that than to spend $4,000 on whatever, you know.
Some outdoor screen. No thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, his place is dialed.
Yeah.
So it's not too surprising that he's, you know, got, of course, the movie theater in the backyard.
Replicate your favorite restaurant brunch or order. I mean, that's not on the list, but yeah, they're saying, you know, if you've got these are suggestions for your weekend in quarantine, replicate your favorite restaurant brunch. They show waffles and some drink. I don't know that
waffles.
I would. Waffles. I know. Oh my God.
God, waffles are so good.
The other thing that's been happening a lot, and this is one of the things that people wrote in when they're saying, hey, I haven't gained weight. This quarantine 15 is a myth. tune in for a fitness class on an app or any one of these, you know, the Bay Club's doing them. A bunch of people are doing them where you can get fitness classes from home.
Right.
Might as well.
Yeah. If you're into yoga, there's a million yoga people out there doing those things. I mean, it's out there for you. It's just a matter of, you know, putting on a workout outfit and bracing yourself to do it. I know I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. I just sit there and watch them.
All right.
This is the most boring TV show I've ever seen. People sweating and working out. No, thanks.
There's some suggestions for you. Let me do a couple fast facts.
I love
facts
the camping one. I think that's
text.
Great. And I love the movie premiere one, too. I think that's really fun. Like, you know, set it up ahead of time. I'll pick the movie. You know, the movie's already set. We don't have to have an argument about that.
Oh, let me do this real quick. I just wanted to mention this because I actually think that it's happening at my house to some extent.
Oh.
And I thought I think it's neat. So right now, as a lot of kids have been sent home from school and a lot of parents are trying to figure out how to work and take care of their kids and not get sick all at the same time, one of the things that apparently is happening, and I've noticed it too, is being together all day in one house, kids are happy.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are actually thriving right now as they feel like they're closer to their family than they've ever been, and parents are having a similar reaction to this. I for sure, usually, you know, with daycare and work schedules and food and all that, you don't really spend time together like you like
transitional
you are
times. You're moving from one thing to the next, or you're picking up or putting down, or but right. I mean, it's like you have time for them all of a sudden, or you make time for them.
Right. So it's instead of running to school and then music lessons and then gymnastics and then homework and then bed, a lot of people are finding out they're actually enjoying their family and their kids are thriving. So that's one of the upsides, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice, Ben.
To being quarantined.
You had said it last week or the week before that, you know, you're like starting to really know that little girl of yours.
We've never spent time together like this. There's no doubt. And now she's starting to come out of, she's saying, our littlest one is saying words that are more, you go, oh, look at that. That's an actual word, not something that resembles a word. Right. She's now fully saying mom in a way where you just go, oh, it's so cute.
Mom.
Oh, it's so cute. How about a fast fact?
All right, let's
fast. All right, let's do these. The album that's spent the most weeks on the Billboard Top 200 charts is
Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
You got it.
Oh, I've heard that.
It spent 949 weeks in the Top 200, which is more than 18 years.
That's incredible, isn't it? Such a good record.
Yeah, I actually think that Pink Floyd is, they're one of the best artists of all time.
Oh, there's no question.
Like, I'd put them up there, like, name them. Picasso, who do you want to put them up there with?
Oh,
best artist.
Art from all art forms.
Yeah.
Them. They're just great. Like, they're definitely in my top five bands.
Oh, Pink Floyd have to be.
Yeah.
Would have to be, absolutely. Our text number is 800-400-3697. After a really nice weekend, let's see what everybody was up to. 707 says, another cool way to still socialize. My brother-in-law just had his birthday party yesterday. My sister has a large, long driveway, and they placed tables 20 feet apart for each family to still do social distancing and celebrate together.
Oh, that's nice.
Sure.
That is actually really nice.
Yeah, the social distancing thing, they say, works if you actually stay the distance apart necessary. That's
you can't
where
be passing the butter around the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a, you know, and masks if you're going to be with, I mean, I think even 6 feet doesn't feel like enough space for me. But if you have a mask on, you feel, and both people have a mask on, you feel a little more comfortable with that. Otherwise, it's just much further away. I don't want to be anywhere near anybody. I don't need a lecture from my kid if that disease gets into our house. You know, God, like, you think he's bad now, and no one's sick. You know, imagine someone gets sick in the house. You know, it's me for the rest of my life. I'm going to be the person that brought corona into the house.
Well, I hope you, even if you do bring it into the house, I hope you have a long, healthy life to be tortured by him.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what
scary.
I want, to be tortured.
How it reacts differently to different people.
Yes, yikes. It is. Yep.
Let's see. We've been doing themed dinners on the weekends. We have food, music, and dress up according to the theme. So far, we've done Mexican, French, and prom night. So fun.
Oh, what's on prom night?
I
prom chicken
night?
Wings and carrot sticks.
I don't know
what the meal would be for. Or maybe they just all dressed up in prom outfits.
I guess. Sounds like they're good at throwing parties. Somebody is a little planner over there.
God, I miss parties so much. I mean, obviously my 4th of July party's off. I'm so bummed. I freaking live for that party. And just like getting together with friends. I just miss it so much. Mm-hmm. See, the only thing, I don't want to sit around 10 feet apart from people. You know?
Well, no, you want to gather in a group and sing. I know
what
you want to do.
Sing at the top of our lungs and play some cards. Not have to worry if their germs are on the cards or not. I'll wipe off each card as I get it? No.
That doesn't sound like it's worth it.
No.
Hey, I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.